This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Tensions continue to mount Saturday over Iran's seizure of a British-flagged oil tanker in the Strait of Hormuz, with London issuing a stern warning to Tehran. British Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt said he had a long conversation about the situation with Iranian Foreign Minister Javad Zarif, and that Britain is still trying to work out a diplomatic solution.
Our priority continues to be to find a way to de-escalate the situation. That's why I reached out to the Iranian Foreign Minister. That's why due process in Gibraltar continues. But we need to see due process happening in Iran as well.
Iran's powerful Guardian Council said Saturday the seizure was in response to Britain's participation in the capture 2 weeks ago of an Iranian oil tanker transporting more than 7.5 million liters of Iranian crude near the British territory of Gibraltar. Britain maintains the oil was bound for Syria in violation of EU sanctions. Also Saturday, Britain sent a letter to the UN Security Council saying that Iran's actions constitute illegal interference with international passage since the tanker was in Omani waters. The U.S. National Weather Service has warned a dangerous heat wave paired with high humidity in the United States could quickly cause heat stress or heat stroke if precautions are not taken. More than 150 million people are sweating under temperatures that reached nearly 38 degrees Celsius. In New York, it was 34 Saturday, but with the humidity, it felt like 41. The Weather Service said more heat is on the way Sunday for the East Coast. The agency also advised people to check in on relatives and friends, especially the elderly. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo met with Ecuador's President Lenin Moreno on Saturday, reiterating U.S. support in the fight against drug gangs, in helping Venezuelan refugees, and in battling corruption. Speaking at a news conference, Pompeo said the United States and Ecuador both benefit from stopping the flow of illegal drugs.
There's no good can come from that. Many of these drugs end up in the United States of America in the hands of our citizens and wreak devastation across the United States of America. So we have a shared interest in pushing back against them, finding ways to reduce the narcotics trafficking that comes through the waters off the coast of Ecuador and indeed through the country itself.
The secretary thanked President Moreno for helping Venezuelan refugees who have fled to Ecuador. Pompeo said Ecuador has hosted more than 350,000 Venezuelan migrants and refugees, something he called a heroic number. The secretary's three-day Latin American visit also takes him to Mexico City and San Salvador, where he will seek cooperation on security issues, seek to reinforce U.S. commitment to human rights and democracy, and to expand economic opportunity for those countries' citizens. Vice President Mike Pence helped mark the 50th anniversary, of humanity's first moon landing at the Apollo 11 launch site in Florida. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
Vice President Mike Pence says the Apollo 11 moon landing brought together the nation.
And for one brief moment, all the people of the world were truly one.
That was a sentiment also expressed by European Space Agency astronaut Luca Parmitano before he marked the anniversary by blasting off to the International Space Station aboard a Russian rocket.
And liftoff.
In an interview with NASA TV, Parmitano says those first steps were momentous, even for an Italian boy born 6 years after the most recent moon mission.
It changed humanity forever, that it created what I would call a collective memory.
And Vice President Pence reminded the crowd at the Kennedy Space Center of President Trump's determination to put Americans back on the moon by 2024. I'm Ben Thomas.
Authorities in Hong Kong are bracing for another huge anti-government march Sunday as the city struggles with its worst crisis in recent history. Sunday's rally is the seventh week in a row that protesters have gathered in mass. The initial protests were over a now-suspended bill that would have allowed extradition to mainland China. Now protesters have expanded their demands to include the resignation of city leader Carrie Lam, an independent inquiry into police tactics, and a permanent withdrawal of the extradition bill. Meanwhile, Saturday, tens of thousands gathered in Hong Kong to voice support for the police and to call for an end to violence. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.